The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 300, Convergence.
A bomb? Where?
Over here, right at the base of this bridge support. Look, there are lights, and one is blinking.
Nelson, come in.
I got you, Pat. Go ahead.
Skyler found what appears to be a bomb.
We're on our way. Stand clear of the device.
Copy that. Let's stand back. You never know, that could be remotely detonated. Remember what happened to Kate and Nelson when that secondary bomb went off?
Yeah, it was remotely detonated. But that would mean someone would have to be watching. We're in the middle of the Potomac.
Still, we need to take precautions. I'm gonna let Kate know what's going on.
Kate Hawk.
Kate, it's Pappy. We found what we think is a bomb under the Roosevelt Bridge.
Sounds like the operation is underway. I need to get there.
I agree. The DC STIP will get you close. I'm gonna have Pierman arrange transportation for you.
What's your plan?
Hopefully Nelson can disarm it. Then we'll lie low and see if anyone comes to check it out.
All right, I'm headed for the DC STIP now. Let's just hope it doesn't detonate in the meantime.
All right, we'll see you soon.
I'm glad Kate is taking the STIP here. It would be a shame if we close this case and she's still down in Florida.
Yeah, that would be anticlimactic for her. Here come Nelson, Barnes, and Sam.
I hope Nelson can defuse this bomb. It looked pretty sophisticated.
He's the best. I have all the faith in the world in him.
Hey, Pappy. Brought the cavalry. Where's the bomb?
I'll show you. It's right at the base of that support.
I'll need you all to stand clear. I suggest you back off at least 50 yards.
I'm staying. I dealt a lot with ordnance in the army.
And you know, as a Hongan, I was playing with explosives before I could walk.
Come on, Scarlet. If that thing goes off, someone needs to be around to fill out all the paperwork.
You don't have to tell me twice.
All right, rookie. Let's see what kind of present Rage left for us.
I see it. It doesn't look huge.
I think Rage's tactics are to create chaos. This is obviously the diversion they need to keep local Leos busy.
Let's see what we got going on here. Hold my bag for me, Sam.
Hey, Papa's got a brand new bag.
Not the time for jokes, Sam.
Sorry, but the anticipation of smelling gunpowder is overwhelming. You should see the candles on our birthday cakes.
Phillips screwdriver, please.
That's this one, right?
That's the one.
Hey, you're right. This is a small one. I imagine it could still pack a punch.
Yep, it all depends on the type of explosives they used. All right, let's see what we got.
Huh, that doesn't look like enough explosives to blow my nose.
Don't worry, Sam. There's enough here to definitely clear your sinuses. You're right. It's not enough to take this bridge down.
Have you figured out what we got here?
Nelson says there's not enough to blow the bridge. I'll let you know more as soon as we do.
Copy that.
I've seen this part before. It's the same one we found in the debris from the second blast that almost took me out. It's a receiver. This device is triggered by a cell phone.
Well, that's a call I don't want to take.
Can you disable it?
I already have. Gentlemen, what we're looking at is a fairly small blast with a huge smoke bomb.
Are you sure about that?
Look on the other side of the pillar.
It looks like a charge packet. Reminds me of a Claymore anti-personnel mine.
You're not far off. It's the same principle. This type of charge will produce a very loud bang, but the force will be directed away from the pillar.
So then, what's all of this here?
This is most likely a potassium nitrate, which is an oxidizer. This packet is most likely sugar, which is a fuel, and to stabilize it, sodium bicarbonate. This small vial is basically a powdered organic dye, and I'm guessing that it's black.
So people are going to hear a loud boom and see a lot of smoke.
This is a bridge. Do you think people will even notice?
People are running across this bridge all the time. It would be detonated remotely, so I imagine they'll wait to set it off when there are runners. The cars will see the smoke.
But that means they could see us now.
Well, not necessarily. If they could, they would set it off when we were right here.
Doesn't matter now. I disconnected the receiver. All we need to do is hide and wait for them to show, which I'm sure they will if it misfires.
Georgia, close the ramp.
Ramp closing.
Set course for New Market.
All right. Setting course for New Market.
Georgia, make sure all weapons are fully charged and shields are at 100%.
Weapons are at full charge. Shields are 100%.
Excellent. Now please send an urgent message to IDF Command with priority.
I am ready to copy.
The Mercury is in pursuit of the fugitive General Haneker and his guard. It is believed they are headed for New Market, where they will rendezvous with Zardoz. We are requesting fighter support in and around the asteroid belt near Cali. We believe they will try to escape to Lair and hide. They must be stopped at all cost. A cargo ship will be required to transport prisoners. End of message.
Sending message. I will alert you when they respond.
Very well, thank you.
You think if Haneker gets to Zardoz, he'll actually convince him to run?
We'll make him run.
Not to doubt you, Jaffra, but Zardoz is making big monetary units at the market. I think greed will dictate that he stays.
Well, I agree with the skipper. Zardoz is one greedy part.
And from what I understand, he's the only game in town when it comes to supplies.
Yeah, I agree. I think we'll have a ride on our hands if we try to take him in.
I doubt there'll be a lot of local shopping when we launch an attack on his ship. If need be, I'll have one of the fighters join us and do low-level passes over the crowd.
Wait, we're gonna attack his ship? This is a cargo ship, remember?
A cargo ship with a lot of speed and EMP cannons. I'm sure we can scatter the crowds, and with luck, Zardoz will make a run for the asteroid belt.
I can deploy our one good shuttle, do some low-level buzzing.
I'll go with you and man the guns.
All right, but avoid hitting civilians. Warning shots only. If you're fired upon, return fire to their guns only. We would like to recover their ship and return it to the fleet.
Gabby, Marco. Mount up and notify us when you're ready for launch. Jomac, man the top turret and report when you're ready.
Top turret it is. Me favorite place to be.
Georgia, ready the EMP cannon. Only target the ship. Aim for sections that will disable their weapons.
I have monitored your conversation and understand your instructions. I will only fire to disable if fired upon.
We're on course for New Market, cruising at 3,000. This altitude, I can't exceed 250 by law.
Maintain 250, but we'll break the law if we have to.
Aye, Captain. Maintaining 250.
Georgia, have you been able to pick up a heat trail from the escape pod?
Negative. The trail is cold. As we get closer, I should be able to detect their heat trail.
Very well.
Joe Mack reporting. I'm in position in the top turret. I'm visually scanning for the escape pod. I monitored Georgia's report.
Copy that.
Marco and I are in position for launch.
Georgia, open shuttle bay doors.
Doors opening.
Shuttle 2 launching.
Shuttle 2, clear of the Mercury. Climbing to 4,000. We'll be advancing ahead to look for the escape pod.
Copy that. Use your infrared capabilities to search the area for survivors.
They will do.
We're getting close to New Market. Do you want me to circle once we arrive?
Yes. We'll need to wait on Gabby and Marco to verify the pod landed.
Georgia, raise deflection shields except for the top turret.
Raising shields.
I'm locked and loaded and ready to rock and roll.
Don't start the music yet. Keep it in check.
How about I just tap me toes?
Mercury, Shuttle 1, we have contact with the pod. Stand by. Infrared scan shows footprints leaving the pod heading towards the market.
Very well. Execute a low flyby and get their attention.
Will do.
Bridge, we're getting into a pretty heavy overcast. I have zero contact with the ground.
Gabby, what's the ceiling as you approach New Market?
It rapidly drops to 200. They have structures here higher than 200, so if you drop down, make sure you know where the towers are.
I'm picking up on a big heat signature. I think Zardoz is fired up. We're taken on fire!
They're returning too much fire. We're climbing into the overcast. Going to VFR on top.
Take us down. I can hit them before they get off the ground.
Negative. It's too risky. If they're making a break for it, my guess is they'll head for the asteroid field. Nate, get us into orbit.
Liam, set us up for orbital burn.
Aye, Captain. Everybody, strap in. Joe Mac, I suggest you pull those belts tight. It's about to get a little bumpy.
So what's the latest on Kate?
Well, she's landed across the pedestrian bridge. Park rangers have picked her up in a golf cart. She'll be here shortly.
I never knew that there was this beautiful walking trail under the bridge.
In the middle of the island here, there's a very nice monument plaza dedicated to Teddy Roosevelt.
When this is all over, I'd like to see that.
Do they have a snack bar here?
Sam, forget about your stomachs for now. You'll live.
I know that. I'm just worried about them growling and giving our positions away.
Here, I bought you a bunch of power bars. They should keep you quiet for a while. Or at least your stomachs.
You're the best.
Here comes Kate.
Hey, everyone. Did I miss anything?
Hey, Slugger. No, you're just on time.
So you disabled the bomb. Were there any similarities to the one in Baltimore?
This one had the same receiver unit the other one had.
Ah, so it's cell phone activated. Okay, so we can assume that the same people are involved. But what makes you think that they'll show today?
For one thing, this receiver and sparking mechanism is operating on a single AAA battery, so it can't be out here for very long.
Secondly, since Nelson disabled it, they won't receive any signal. I'm sure they're monitoring it. They'll come and see what's wrong with it.
And most importantly, all of the major players are here now, and the president is due back at the White House today.
I'd say there's a pretty good chance that today is the day. I've instructed the park ranger to block off the paths that lead here to the bridge. So if they come, it'll have to be by boat.
Sam, where did you stow the boat?
It's around the northeast side of the island. They won't see it.
It's Pierman. Yes, Mr. Pierman?
Kate, everyone's hunch was right. My team at the Internet Hub Exchange has reported sighting Kolkoff and a small group in a car right across the street from it. It looks like the game is afoot.
And right on cue, we see a boat approaching from the direction of the Arlington Bridge. Do you have a team on standby to transport prisoners?
Yes, the IDF has a boat docked on the bank near you. It's unsuspecting looking, and as soon as you take them down, our agents will move in. Just leave your phone online with me.
Will do. Okay. They're close by.
Someone has deactivated the device. We have to get out of here.
On the ground.
Please. Get on the ground now.
Get on the ground.
What is this item? Put us
on the ground, all of you. Hands behind your back.
This is outrage. Call the Russian embassy.
After you're in jail, I'll be glad to. Mr. Pierman, did you get that?
Yes, and our boat is on the way. You'll be happy to know that McMillan and his henchmen, along with Van Buren, were all arrested trying to break into the Internet Hub facility. I'll meet you back here.
We'll be there.
Are you certain that Alex said another Russian ship was loaded with weapons for Iraq?
That's what he said.
And that we are to meet at the heliport?
That's what he said. I heard him too.
So why are we headed for the market?
You see that black sedan up ahead?
Yes.
That's Alex. He's not headed to the helipad. He's headed for the market and we're following him.
And why exactly did you not tell me what was going on?
It all happened so fast.
And quite honestly, we thought you'd approach him about it and we wanted to see what he would do.
What he is doing is driving straight to the market. We need to follow him and get to the bottom of this.
All right. We'll follow, but we won't confront him.
Unless we see him passing information. He's pulling into the market now.
Park over there.
I might be wrong, but it appears he's headed straight to Mika's booth.
I don't think you're wrong, Slain. I think that's right where he's going.
Let's lay back a little and see what happens.
See what happens? He tells us that his ship is leaving Russia with weapons for Iraq, and then heads right to the Russian woman's booth here in the market. What else do you need?
And there she is. He's stopping.
Let's go. It's time we address the situation.
It's about time, sir. I know he's your friend, but...
it's time to end speculation and get to the truth.
What are you three doing here? You should be on your way to the helipad.
And so should you. We find it very peculiar that you are headed straight here.
I followed you earlier when you went out and you came here. What? Why?
Are you accusing me of something?
We've been through everyone's files and they're clear. You and the ambassador are the only two left, except for the cleaning lady.
Simon?
I'm sorry, Alex, but he's right. I don't want to believe it, but you've been here with Beaker twice, and especially after saying that we're going after another Russian cargo ship. Well, it's too much to ignore.
Everyone, I'd like you to meet Sonia Seidel. Sonia is a double agent. She works for the Azerbaijan secret police.
I'm sorry I had to fool you. Being members of MI6, I'm sure you understand. I hope you liked the nesting dolls.
Forgive me, but I'm confused. If you are undercover, what exactly are you doing?
I am well trusted by the Russians. I have leaked information to them, like the raid on the cargo ship you went on. I am sorry for the inconvenience, but it gave me a lot of credibility.
So I take it this new ship, headed for Iraq, will also be void of any illegal items?
Yes, but for a very good reason. Slane, you said that there was one cleaning lady you thought was a possible suspect.
Yeah, she's from Belarus.
I had the same suspicion. So I left plans for this supposed operation on my desk, hoping she would see it. When you saw me with Sonia here, I was telling her to inform the Russian dealer that another op was on the way. Then our cleaning lady made a visit to him and bingo, we had our leak. I have agents there now, arresting both of them on espionage charges.
Well, Agent Slade, what do you have to say for yourself?
Based on the information I had, I do the same thing. The truth has a way of coming out.
He's right, Tony. If I had the same information and saw what he saw, I would have thought the same thing. So, I guess it's back to London for you lot.
Well, what happens now? I thought this case would take longer.
I did too.
Don't worry, you two. This isn't the end. There are plenty more cases waiting for us back at home.
Thank you, Commander. I'm very happy that your people were able to intercept Zardoz. Were you able to capture Hanukkah and his guard?
Yes, we did. They're in our brig along with his crew. Your team did a great job in getting them flushed out. I'll be sure to inform the Provost Marshal so that your team can get credit for the collar.
Excellent. We are proceeding to the BSS, and thank you once again.
Shuttle 1 for Mercury.
Go ahead, Shuttle 1.
What a beautiful sight. I would have loved to have seen the look on their faces when they entered the asteroid field, only to see a fleet of IDF ships awaiting them.
They didn't even try to make a run for it. Are you planning on redocking with the Mercury?
Marco and I will head to the BSS for docking. We'd like to depart now.
We'll see you there shortly. Liam, all ahead full for the BSS.
Roger that. All ahead full.
I can't believe they flew right into our trap.
Well, since we knew where their hiding spot was, it was easy to set a trap for them.
If I understood the commander correctly, we're getting the full bounty on all of them?
Yes, I was quite relieved to hear that. That means all of you will get your full share.
That's music to my ears. I see that Shuttle 1 is about to dock.
Roger that. Georgia, prepare to assume docking duties.
I am always prepared, Captain Nate.
I hope her and George get along this time.
I have no issue with that Robo-4 unit. I do, however, question some of his old programming. I will be ready.
I'm sure you will.
This is Shuttle 1 for Mercury.
Go for Mercury.
Yeah, we're docking into Port Bravo. Meet you inside.
Copy that.
Captain, the BSS Robo-unit is making contact.
Very well. Assume control of the ship.
I have control.
You have control.
Bolivar Space Station, This is the Mercury. For docking.
Mercury, we have radar contact. Turning you over to George for docking.
Mercury, prepare for auto dock.
Switching to auto dock.
Did I copy that correctly?
Is there something wrong with your auditory circuits? You have control.
Welcome back to the BSS.
Glad to be back. Andrews, how you been?
It's been pretty quiet. I understand you guys have been busy.
Well, that's somewhat of a flaming understatement.
So where's your partner in crime?
He was in the turret coming in. I imagine he's on deck by now.
So what do you guys plan to do now that you're out of bounties?
I'm not sure.
Welcome back, Mercury crew.
I can't tell you how happy we are to be back.
Well, I can certainly tell you, I am happy to be back.
Anybody hungry?
Lieutenant, are you trying to get rid of leftovers again?
That's all right, Commander. Once you've completed inspection of the Mercury, we'll be on our way. I'm sure the controller has questions for us.
After all of this, I really need to have the Mercury serviced.
And I need to check on me ship.
Same thing for me. I hope at least some of my parts have come in.
So, Gabby, back to my question. What do you plan on doing now?
I think she needs to visit Australia.
You do, huh? And why would I need to do that?
Why not? We can show you all the places the tourists never visit.
Plus, some of the best food you'll ever eat.
I'm sure I can find a good Australian restaurant somewhere. But what I'd really like is a good Riesling, some pasta, and a nice long nap.
Oh, I think we can manage that. Plus, there are enough crimes to keep us busy. If you're interested.
Maybe.
All right, you are cleared for departure.
Then load up. Boldabar awaits.
Don't worry, Commander. I'm sure we'll be back sooner or later.
Like I said, it started like any other day in the Special Investigation section of the Baltimore PD. Until that stip showed up in Little Italy. Barnes gets shot and learns about the IDF. Dad shows up out of nowhere, and we were off to the races. Agent Simon, Slane, and Lenora went back to London and continue to work. Pappy went back into retirement for now, while Scarlet continues to be an asset for the IDF. Dad's enjoying his retirement in Colorado, and Sis and Sam still work with Jim. As for me, I'm back to my duties at Homeland Security. Until the IDF calls again.